Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Terrell. Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, my zip code is 10463.
All right, hold for one moment.
Yep. Yes.
All right, 10463. Would you be able to tell me who I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Deborah. My name is Deborah, and I'm calling because I noticed two charges coming out of my debit card, and I'm not familiar with the vendor. Could you please tell me what company you represent?
Yes, ma'am. What would their last name be, if you wouldn't mind my asking?
Cooperman. COOP as in Peter, ERMAN.
Sorry, COOPERMAN, correct?
Correct. First name Deborah, DEBORAH. And there are two charges on my debit card. One is for $67 and change. I could flip to another screen and give you that exact amount. And then about a week later, there was another charge, a very small charge, for just a few dollars, like about $2 and change or $5 and change. I don't know what vendor this is. Can you please tell me what company you represent?
I won't be able to disclose the information without verification that it is you. So could you verify your shipping address, please, ma'am?
I don't understand why you can't identify yourself. What company am I calling? It's not a secret.
Unfortunately, ma'am, we do house many products, and we would not be able to assist you until we verify your account to see what product you're calling in for.
Okay, so I'm going to give you my shipping address, but I'm hoping that you identify yourself and tell me what it is that you think I purchased from you. It's quite possible that this is totally legitimate, but I just, you know, don't recognize the vendor. So my address, but you can't do it by my name?
No, ma'am, because as far as we know, ma'am, someone could call in, just say it's you, and just have full access to the account.
Okay, so my address is 2530 Independence Avenue. That's in the Bronx in New York City. And the zip, as I already mentioned, is 10463.
Yes, ma'am. Just hold for one moment as I access your account, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. I do apologize for that. Wait. So, Ms. Deborah, near the ending of April, did you perhaps purchase a tactical bag by chance, ma'am?
Oh, yes, I did. See, I told you it was probably legitimate. I just didn't recognize the vendor. But then what was the purchase for $67 and change?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So after the purchase was made for the tactical bag on the 27th, in the terms and conditions for where you purchased that bag, it states that was a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Sales Club. Every month you are charged. In return, you receive a gift card to be used at our Best of Super Scatters Club, which is our online web store.
Okay. When I made that purchase for the little backpack that they sent me, they said that it was free and all I had to do was pay shipping. I didn't join any club, sir. That's a mistake.
Well, yes, ma'am. I can get that. I can get that counsel for you.
Yeah, I didn't join any club. Not to my knowledge. I'm sure that I read the fine print. and that was something that was free, and all I did was pay the shipping. So please do cancel that.
Yes, ma'am. It has been canceled from all future purchases. I mean, all future charges.
Yeah, so what happens now with the $67 and change?
Let me see if I can do Let me see if I can do anything about that, ma'am. I won't be able to do a full refund, but I can issue a 35% as a courtesy, ma'am.
No, I'm going to call my bank and tell them that, that there's something very fishy going on here because I did not sign up for anything, okay? So I don't see why I can't get a full refund. This doesn't make any sense to me. But thank you very much for your time, and you have a good day.
Ma'am, after overlooking, I can issue a 50%.
I'm sorry, but this is not legal, and I'm going to call my bank right now. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
Wait, hold on. I think I might.